So this time together is our koinonia time. This is a time where we get to be together as a whole school, and we get to try and learn how to be more like Jesus. And we're going to talk about that together. Okay. So let's start by praying and asking God to bless our time together as we learn to be more like Jesus. Father, we thank you for the school. We thank you for the gifts that you give us in your word, that you reveal to us your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you would make us like him by your Spirit, that we would be guided and shaped by you as Trinity and Father, Son, and Spirit, and that we would be like you. Pray that you would help us to pay attention and to listen carefully and to grow together. And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen. So this time together, like I said, is a time where we want to grow together. We want to grow as students, and we want to figure out ways that we can be like Jesus in our schoolwork and how we treat one another. So we'll meet together the first Wednesday of every month. One other thing that we'll start to do during this time is we have something called Owl Awards. Does anybody remember from last year what an Owl Award is?
No.
Okay, we're going to tell you, yeah. Trey, what's an Owl Award?
It's like a slip of paper showing what virtue you
did. Yeah, so one of the things that we want you to look for is how one of your classmates is being virtuous, how they are being like Jesus, how they are showing excellence. And so you can ask your homeroom teacher for a slip of paper, and you can fill that out and say, I saw Eliana showing virtue by being temperate. And she was kind. She wanted to go outside and play, but she stayed and did her schoolwork. And then we'll recognize that together when we come to Koinonia. So if you have questions about that, you can ask your teacher more about the Owl Awards. One of the other things that we'll do together at the end of our time is we're going to sing a song. We sing a song called the Apostles' Creed, which is an expression of Christian faith going back for almost 2,000 years. So we are not the first Christians on this earth. And Christianity has existed for a long time, and we are saying the same things about Jesus and the Father that early Christians did. Okay, so today we're going to talk about a habit called toughness. One of the habits, how can we show toughness? Everybody, when you think of toughness, maybe you have a face that goes along with it. Can everybody make a tough face for me? Tell me what a tough face looks like. As he sees somebody showing, Lucy showing her muscles, right? So toughness is a habit. Toughness is a habit that when you don't want to keep going, when you feel like you want to quit, when you feel like you want to stop, toughness is the habit that says, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to do what I have to do. So maybe you're playing a game and your team is losing 10-1, or they're losing 28-3 in the third quarter, right? Toughness keeps going. Maybe it's the beginning of the semester, it's the beginning of the school year, and you see your grades already at a C or a D, or maybe even an F, and you say, well, what's the point? Why do I even try? No matter what I do, they just are bad. Maybe you're sitting in class, and the teacher's talking, and you're saying, I don't know what they're talking about. Maybe I'll just look down at my paper and I won't pay attention anymore, because I don't know what they're saying anyways. Why keep going? Maybe you're at school, and you would rather be at home playing. Maybe you would rather be outside. Maybe you'd like to go to the gym for recess, and you can't wait for this to happen. All right, toughness is what keeps going. I have to do schoolwork right now, so I'm going to keep going, even though I don't want to. Maybe there's some sin or something that you need to tell your teacher or your parents, and you don't want to, right? And that, because it hurts, toughness would be the habit that does what needs to be done. So how can we grow in toughness together? What are some things that we can do? Well, toughness doesn't just come about by trying harder, right? You showed me all your tough faces again. Why don't you make those tough faces again? Right? Toughness is not just, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to do it this time. Toughness is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we see Paul. Do everybody know who Paul, the Apostle Paul, is? He's somebody who wrote a lot of Christian scripture to us. And he writes that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can be rich, or I can have nothing. I can have all the food that I need, everything that I could want or desire, or I could have nothing. But no matter what situation I'm in, I can be content because Christ gives me strength. Or another part where he's writing about some kind of sickness that he has, and he keeps asking God, take away this sickness from me. Take it away from me. And God says, no. God says that my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So you think about all those situations that I told you about earlier. You don't know what's going on. Your grades are bad. You want to be outside. Well, how can you show toughness? If you remember that Christ Jesus has died for you this life, and that wherever you are, his strength is enough for you to keep going. That's what where toughness is found. So it's found in the Word, the Bible. So one habit that you can cultivate, that you can work on, is reading the Bible. Reading the Bible with your parents. Reading the Bible in your church. When the pastor is preaching, he's explaining to you the Scriptures. And so the Word is what gives us strength because it reveals to us Christ. Another habit is prayer. It's prayer, right? Prayer is the breath of faith that we are relying on God by bringing our every need to Him. So when you're at home and you're working on schoolwork and it's not going well, you've been on the same math problem for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and you're still doing one problem, right? Maybe stop, pray, and ask God for the strength to do your best. Right? Ask God to give you the strength to keep going even though you don't want to. Pray to God. Maybe something you think about doing is writing out a prayer, that you would write a few sentences. This is what I'm going to ask of God. And then when you have that need to keep going, you would pray that prayer. You have it ready. You think about what you want to ask God, and then you have that to ask Him when you need to. Maybe something else you might try is when you feel like you're ready to stop doing schoolwork and you just want to be done, no more. Try setting a timer for maybe a few minutes and then just keep going. Say, I'm going to work for the next 5 minutes. And set the timer and work for the next 5 minutes. Maybe it's 10 minutes. Maybe it's 15 minutes. But when you feel like, I have to stop, right? Set a timer and say, I'm going to do it for the next few minutes here. And then part of it is sometimes we just have to do it. Things that we don't want to do, we just have to do them because they're what God has called us to. So maybe when you look at your Tuesday or your Thursday work and you think about the one thing that you really don't want to do, maybe it's math, maybe it's Latin, maybe it's a book that's really hard to read, and you say, I just don't want to do it, try doing that first, right? When you have the most energy, say, I'm going to do the hardest thing first, and then the rest can be easier. Okay, so toughness, we want toughness because we want to be like Jesus and do what he has called us to.